By God's grace, I hope to be able to conclude what I have been talking about.
我的世界的关系，我们中国人说什么？开门见山，是不是？
Because of the constraint of time, we Chinese say, if you open the door, you see the mountain there. That means direct.
Very good, brother. Very good. 弟兄姊妹们，这几天我们讲与主同行，你到底怎样与主同行？
Dear brethren, we have been talking about in His steps. How do we do that?
主在那里。
Where is the Lord?
我们也与他同行，怎么同行法？
If we want to follow His steps, how do we do that?
若是我们的主在北极或者南极，我们很高兴地坐飞机赶到那里去跟着他走。
If our Lord is in the North Pole or the South Pole, we'll be very happy. We'll take a plane and we'll be there.
在主没有在主的脚踪，主看得见的脚踪，没有在北极，也没有在南极。
But the visible footsteps of Jesus Christ are not in North Pole nor in the South Pole.
我们要与主同行，怎么同行法？
If we want to be in His steps, how do we do that?
在剑南山上，据说有一个脚印在那里，据说是耶稣升天的时候那一个脚印。
On Mount Calvary, there's a footstep, and the people say that it was the footstep of Jesus Christ when He ascended into the heavens.
当然，这个话靠不住。
Of course, we cannot believe that.
那主耶稣基督的脚踪在哪里？我们怎么跟随法？
Where are the footsteps of our Lord? How are we going to follow Him?
我晓得我们爱主的人，我们很愿意跟随他。
I know that those of us who love the Lord, we want to follow Him.
我们愿意与他同行。
We want to walk with Him.
可这么同行法？
But how do we do that?
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有想过？
Dear brethren, have you thought about that?
我们要想与主同行，可这么同行法？
We want to walk with our Lord, but how do we do that?
这句话呢，与主同行，我们都知道是从创世纪第五章里面所告诉我们的。
We all know that this phrase here in His steps comes from Genesis chapter 5.
因为那里说， 以诺与神同行，就被神汲取了。
Because there it says that Enoch walked with the Lord and he was taken away.
以诺与主同行，那么我们也愿意与主同行。
Enoch walked with the Lord and we also want to walk with the Lord.
因为我们知道与主同行的重要性。
Because we know the importance of doing that.
拿亚与主同行。
We know that Nayan also also walked with the Lord.
亚伯兰也与主同行。
Abraham also walked with the Lord.
那是我们怎么同行法呢？
But how do we do that?
在这里啊，我们又要提到一个解析圣经的一个原则。
I'd like to point out some principles in the Bible.
当我们发现这 旧约里面有某种的说法或某种形容的时候，我们不能简单的，我们要看看这新约有没有解释。When
we discover certain things in the Old Testament and we cannot explain it, then we look into the New Testament and see if we can find any explanations.
旧约的文字啊，是赋予描写的文字。We
know the Old Testament full of descriptive words.
那么对于当时的人，他们懂得什么意思，对于我们现在 几千年以后的人念起来，你就有时候格格不相入。
At the time of the people, that those people understood it, but today's people, we do not understand it.
但是新约能帮助我们不少。
But the New Testament can help us a lot.
我们的确知道与主同行的重要性。
We know the importance to walk with the Lord.
但是与主同行这几个字啊，是描写的文字。
But we know that in His steps, these are descriptive words.
那么我们也找出来，到底什么意思与主同行？
We already found out what does it mean to walk with the Lord.
我们知道以诺的事情在圣经在新约里面也记载过。
We know in the New Testament, we can also find about the things about Enoch.
这在哪里？晓得不晓得？
Does anybody know where?
希伯来书第11章。
Hebrews chapter
11. 请你们念希伯来书第11章第5节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5.
立了以后，你们能不能告诉我说与主同行原来是什么意思？
After you have read it, can you tell me what it means to walk with the Lord?
请你啊，希伯来第十一章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5。
能念得出来吗？与主同行，信又告诉我们什么意思？
Have you found out the meaning of walking with the Lord in the New Test, in the New Testament?
找出来吗？
Anybody found it?
什么意思？与主同行，就要说与主同行。信又告诉我们说是什么意思？
The Old Testament talks about walking with the Lord, and the New Testament tells us what it means.
喜悦，讨神喜悦就是说与主同行，看见吗？
To please the Lord is to walk with the Lord.
那讨主喜悦这几个字呢，就叫我们容易了解了，是不是？
It's easy to understand what it means to please the Lord.
也这里明明告诉我们说，他说在他自去以前已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
It says that before that he was taken, he already has approved that he pleased him.
他在自去以前就要告诉我们说他有什么他与神有什么关系。
The Old Testament tells us what kind of relationship he had with God
before
he was taken.
说是与主同行。这信又告诉 我们说他得了神喜悦名字，所以与主同行原来就是讨神喜悦。
In other words, to walk with the Lord is to please the Lord.
那这个就容易了，是不是啊？我们都知道不需要到伯极去南极去或者到艰难山去啊，这个跟与主同行，我们在家里就可以与主同行。
So we know we don't have to go to North Pole, South Pole or Mount Olive. We can just stay at home and please our God.
Yeah. So 与主同行，信又告诉我们说就是讨主的喜悦。
The New Testament tells usTo walk with the Lord is to please our Lord.
那这个简单不简单？
Is that very simple?
我们这在希伯来书第十一章第五节，我们再念下去，第六节告诉我们说，第一节怎样能讨人的喜悦。
Let us continue to read verse 6, and we can find out how.
人非有心就不能得人喜悦，因为到神面前来的人要这么心翻呀。这里说信心啊是很大的一个字，在这里告诉我们说，我们要想讨神的喜悦，到神面前来，应该信神这么信法。在这里告诉我们说，必须先有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
那这是第一点，换句话说。祈祷与叫与和主同行呢有极很大的关系。
This is point number one, and that is there's a great deal to do between prayer and walking with the Lord.
一个人若是真正要与主同行的话，他就在祷告一方面一定要注意。
If a person really wants to walk with the Lord, he has to pay a lot of attention to his prayers.
弟兄姊妹们，你们一天到晚到底有多少次数在真理里祷告？
Dear brethren, all day long, how much time do you really seriously pray?
这个可以看出来你到底与主同行到什么程度。
We can tell that how well you are doing this walking with the Lord.
当你看见美丽风景的时候，你有没有说句话是赞美主？
When you see good scenic,Do you say something to praise the Lord?
当你在那开车的时候，幻想起某某人有困难，某某人有疾病，你是不是就在那车上为他祷告几句话？
When you're driving and you remember someone is sick, someone has an illness, do you right away say a few words of prayer for him?
与主同行就是说，在祷告方面与主同行。
To walk with the Lord is to walk with the Lord in prayers.
这圣经岂不是告诉我们说要不住地祷告，是不是？
Doesn't the Bible tell us that we have to ceaselessly pray?
用细心来 pray 是吧？不住地祷告。那圣经并且告诉我们说，这是神的旨意，不住祷告是神的旨意。
We also know that to continue to pray is God's plan, God's will.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面告诉我们，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十七节。
First Thessalonians,
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
所以不住祷告是神的旨意。
To pray without ceasing is God's will.
那有人说不住祷告，不住祷告什么意思啊？一天到晚在那里祷告，那我事情都不要做了。
Someone says, "What does it mean to pray without ceasing? I don't have to do anything else."
这个例子说不住的祷告啊，有一个很好的例子，多年以前，他们找到有这个炉子 papyrus 啊，这个字啊用在哪里？这个用在哪里指的什么呢？指的那个贝叶克，Hobbinkoff 贝叶克，你晓得贝叶克，就是有许多人呢咳嗽要咳嗽一百天的贝叶克啊，贝叶克的时候呢，那贝叶克的就是说怎么样呢？当你就感觉到喉咙痒的时候，你就咳了，是不是？不痒你就不咳了，痒就咳，那是这样子意思。不住祷告是这样子的意思。
There is a good example to this, and that is, if we have a cough, this 100 days cough, I'm just translating it from Chinese. So in other words, you cough for a long time, but you don't cough all day long. What really happens is each time it bothers you, it irritates you, you cough. And that is the meaning here, to pray without ceasing.
所以这里所说不住的祷告，并不是一天到晚在那祷告呢，饭也不要吃了，事情也不要做了。
It's not saying that we don't have to do anything else. We don't have to eat or work and to keep on praying.
但有什么事情到你头脑里面来，你感觉到哎呀，这个事情需要祷告，你就立时祷告，这叫做不住地祷告。
But whatever that comes to your mind and you feel there's a need to pray and you pray right then, and that is what it means here, pray without ceasing.
在你开车以前说几句祷告的话，没有什么事，不会妨碍你，是不是？
Before you drive, you say a few words in prayer. It won't interfere with your driving.
小孩子有时候头痛或者发热，你回家以后，你就为小孩子祷告几句话，这个不会妨碍你的小孩子。
The kids have a headache, and you say a few words in prayer for them. It will not interfere with your household chore.
所以要与主同行的话，第一要学会不住地祷告，这是与主同行的一个方法。
Therefore, in order to walk with the Lord, a lesson to learn is to pray without ceasing.
你不住地祷告，就证明说你晓得主与你一直同在，是不是？
If you pray without ceasing, that means you know that God is in constant presence with you.
第二，这里告诉我们说，我们进到神面前必须心有神。
Number two, it says here that when we come to the Lord, we have to.
You just follow the English. He is, but you must believe He is. Yeah, you delude, delude. 这不，这希伯来书是一章 delude.
Hebrews 11:6, that is, when we come before the Lord,
you must believe He is.
We must believe that He is.
那在这里啊，中文老先生翻译的时候呢，就有难处了。
You know the Chinese version when that was interpreted, there were a lot of problems here.
因为中文中要翻译中文，是不是？
We know when we translate something into Chinese, it must look like Chinese.
你们说必须心有 必须心踏实，那这样子这个中文不像中文了。
If we say that we must believe that he is, then it doesn't sound Chinese.
所以你中文老先生就感觉到，既然翻他意思，就把它翻为有神吧，啊。
So why don't we just write it in Chinese and say that believe that there is God?
那是这样子一来，你把那原来意思就折了样子了。
And since that was the case, it has changed the original meaning somewhat.
我们要与主同行，第一，我们要在祷告一方面与主同行。
We want to walk with the Lord. Number one, we have to pray without ceasing.
那么到神面前祷告的时候，你要相信是向谁祷告。
And those that come before the Lord to pray, we have to believe that who are we praying to?
我们向那一位，他的名字叫做他是。
We have to remember to whom we are praying. His name is He is.
你们能想得出来？这是新约圣经的翻译。谁知道在旧约里面就是什么名字
？This is the translation in the New Testament. Who knows what it is in the Old Testament?
我们到神面前来，必须相信他是。
When we come before the Lord, we must believe that He is.
等于旧约的什么？差不多了。你们晓得不晓得？这耶和华的这个三字的意思就是他是，晓得不晓得
？Did you know that the word Jehovah has that meaning? He is.
出埃及记第三章神。告诉摩西说因为摩西问他说以色列人要问我说谁差遣我来的那我怎么说呢那么神就对他说说我是就是我是差遣你
Exodus chapter 3 Jehovah talked to Moses and Moses was asking when I go there how should I say who has sent me and Jehovah said I am that I am
那这个字我们是换句话说这个我是就是我是啊，就是英文所说的 verb to be first person singular 是不是、啊、
I am that I am is in English the first person singular pronoun verb to be
yeah 那么当人说我的名叫耶和华呢叫这个文法说起来这个耶和华这个字是不是我是了就是他是
and of course in grammar when you change a personInstead of I am, it has become to he is.
换句话说，这个动词的意义没有改变，就这个身位啊改变了 ，person 改变了。
In other words, the verb has not changed; it is only a change in person.
那你就这么看看好了啊。那你看见吗？就是这里改变，宇宙都不改变。这个就是第一声，我是，这个就是耶和华。
So we see there's not too much change, just from one first person to third person.
第一声是一个 Aleph， 第三声是一个 Y， 就这么分别。
First person is Aleph, third person is Y.
所以耶和华意思就是他是。啊
，Jehovah over here, He is.
那你懂得这个为什么原因？要，他告诉我们他的名字是他是呢？可是当他自己说他名字是说我是呢
？Why is it that when the name was explained, when he explained it himself, he said, "I am that I am." When explained in the third person form, it says, "He is."
因为当我们称呼他的时候，我们如果说用我是的话，那变得我死了，是不是、啊？所以你没有法子，你一定要称呼他的时候，一定要称呼他是。那不然的话就是我就说我是那是我提莫菲是了
Therefore when you're addressing the Lord you cannot say I am because if you did you would be calling yourself God you have to say he is
所以他是就是耶和华这个字的意思
he is the meaning of the word Jehovah
我们每一次到神面前的祷告的时候我们要相信是向谁祷告
every time when we come to pray we have to knowTo whom are we praying?
我们向哪一位？他的名字叫 He is 祷告，他是祷告啊。
praying to that God whose name is He is.
什么意思呢？他是。
What does it mean? He is.
那大卫很懂得这个意思。
David understands this very well.
你们看看好吧。我就请你们看诗篇嘛，诗篇是八篇，比方说
Psalms 18，
诗篇是八篇第二节
Psalms 18 verse 2，
耶和华是我的颜色，是我的山茶，我的金烛，我的粉，我的盘子，我所投靠的，他是我的存盘，是拯救我的脚，是我的高的，你看这么多。
Verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high power.
这里告诉我们耶和华是我，你若懂得耶和华的意思，就是他是，是我的，换句话是他是我的，他是我的，这个他是我的哪个。
Here the Lord means he is, so it's really he is my rock, he is my fortress and so on.
所以呢，他这个名字好像这个空白的支票一样的，你要什么，你填进去就是了。
This name is sort of like a blank check. Whatever it is that you want, just fill in the blank.
那这个是我们祷告的时候的，我们这祷告时的哪一位
？This is the God to whom that we pray.
有许多的时候我们。正是有愚昧的思想。
So many times we are very ignorant.
我们想大事情你要祷告，小事情不要祷告，不要麻烦人了。
We feel that we only pray for the important things, the minor things. That does not bother God.
他们不知道神不怕你麻烦，他告诉你，你说他的名字是他是，他是小事情的帮忙者，他也是大事情的拯救者。
We forget that his name is He is. He is our helper for the big things. He is our helper for the small things.
我们当中一些年纪很大的姊妹们，她们对于圣经的知识，当然了，她们很简单的。
We have some elderly sisters among us. Of course, their knowledge for the Bible very simple.
可是她们信心比许多有知识的人好。
But their faith is.Better than those who are more knowledgeable.
因为姊妹，因为她的房间里面常是有蟑螂啊，蟑螂的 roaches.
One sister, she has some cockroaches in her house.
那么你晓得蟑螂在美国很难吃的。
It's very, very hard to get rid of them.
那她想呢，既然神是无所不能的，我为什么不祷告
？Since God is Almighty, why don't I pray?
所以他真的为蟑螂祷告啊！他主，我不要这只蟑螂，求你把这蟑螂搬走。
God, will you please remove them?
他后来做见证了，他说主真听了他的祷告，后来蟑螂一只都没有了。
He gave a testimony, and sure enough, there wasn't any more left.
这个对我们好像这个笑话，神害了管你的蟑螂。
Seems to us this is very funny. Why is it that she prayed for the roaches?
这个就是说他的名字他是他也是管蟑螂姐
His name is
He is
so he can also take care of the roaches
弟兄姊妹们记得你所祷告的是这个大卫是他是你要什么写下去他有
Since his name is he is whatever it is that you want just write it down and he has it
你多少的时候我们真可怜啊把我们的主当为死的神不是活的神弟兄姊妹们
So many times we are very pitiful because we treat our God as a dead God, not a living God.
所以我们要与主同行的话，我们要相信我们的主是他是，他是活的神，他是随时的帮助者，他是你的一切。
So if we want to walk with our Lord, we have to believe that His name is He is. He is our constant help.
Some of our girls ask my wife, 对不起，有些女孩子问我的太太。问我那人，哎，他说 ，Dr. Lin 的牙齿是不是真的、啊、
？Some girls ask my wife, "Is Dr. Lin's teeth real teeth?"
那么我的那人说，当然是真的了，还有假的、啊？
So of course.
因为有许多人想，我这样子年纪的话，一定是假牙齿，因为看起来我的牙齿还不错啊。
So some people think that a person at my age must have false teeth, but they really look pretty good.
我晓得这是神的恩典。
I know this is God's grace.
你晓得我做了在神面前祷告了什么可笑的事情？
You know what funny things that I pray for before the Lord?
这是多年以前了，我的牙齿就不大好。
Several years ago, my teeth were not that good.
我有一次遇到有这个新闻呢，说某某人呢，他忽然之间在他年纪大的时候，这个旧的牙齿跌下来，新的牙齿出来了。
One time I read somewhere that someone all of a sudden he lost his teeth and new teeth were coming out.
我主啊，这样子的话，那你既然给他有新的牙齿，你也给我一副新的牙齿。
So I said, well, I'll pray. So I prayed that since that was the case, I'd like to have a set of teeth too.
主一直也没有给我一副新的牙齿。
God did not give me a new set of teeth.
可是他叫我以后，叫我的牙齿以后啊，以后啊，叫我的牙齿比那个时更好了。
But he helped me that my teeth became better.
所以一直到现在我还没有假牙哈。
So even now I still don't have any false tooth.
有一天晚上，我忽然之间不知道为什么缘故，在这个左臂啊痛发痛。
One night, all of a sudden, my left side feel pain.
我从来没有这种痛苦。
Never had that kind of problem before.
我起初是不肯告诉内人。
First, I didn't want to tell my wife.
我平常的这个骨头很硬的，我不肯说自己痛啦、软了啦、可怜啦。
I'm very heroic. I don't like to say that I have some pain here or some weaknesses here.
所以起初的时候我不告诉他，后来真正，吃不下了，所以我后来告诉他，我说你为我祷告，我这左臂很痛啊。
But later on, finally, it was so painful I could not eat. So I had to tell her that please pray for me. I have some pain on my left side.
那么他就记起来了。因为他知道我这个人平常的是骨头很硬，不肯说痛的，不肯说苦了什么了，那你等到你说了这个事情已经很大了
啊。She was very worried because she knows that I don't like to complain, but when I do say something, it means it's quite serious.
所以他就在那记起来，他就想他自己也在那里祷告，他就同声说声啊，若是你一个钟头以内不让他痛停止的话，那我没有法子，只好送他到医院去了。
So she prayed, and she said, if you do not heal him in an hour, I have to take him to the hospital.
当然我自己也在这里面恳切地祷告。
Of course, I was also praying earnestly.
那感谢主，不到一个钟头，忽然之间，这个痛完全没有了。
Praise the Lord, within an hour, the pain was gone.
他看见了，他说怎么样？我说没有了，走了吗？好像。
She said, how is it? I said, no, it's gone.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个并不是我要叫你这样子啊，但是我告诉你，神是活的神了，多少就是我们对他没有信心。
Dear brethren, I'm saying is our God is living. So many times we do not have enough faith for him.
许多时候晚上我不够睡觉。
Many nights I do not have enough sleep.
但是你工作我一定要做，没有办法。
But I have to do the work.
所以我有时候神说神啊，今天没有办法了，我只好向你借精神气力。
I said, well, today I didn't have enough sleep, so I have to borrow some strength from you, Lord.
那么主也晓得了，我借了以后，不是说我借了以后还你的，这是客气的向你借的，就是了。
Of course, God knows that I will never return this strength. I was just being polite.
有许多时候真是感谢主，真是感谢主，一天还是非常精神，一点也不感觉到疲乏。
So many times I really thank the Lord because I really felt well. I did not feel tired.
有时礼拜六晚上，我因为工作的缘故很迟睡觉，早晨一早就起来。
Sometimes Saturday night because of work, I go to bed very late. Sunday morning, get up very early.
第一，早晨八点半，我去教主日学。
8:30, I go to teach Sunday school.
9:45，第一个崇拜。
9:45, the first service.
11:00，第二崇拜。
11:30, the second service.
都要讲道。
I have to preach.
下午4:00的时候，有时我也要教那个教会的训练班。
Sometimes at 4:00, I have to teach the training unions.
那有时5:00，我还要领外礼拜。
Sometimes at 5:00, I also preach in the evening worship.
所以有时候我一那礼拜天一天我要讲五次道。
So sometimes on Sunday I have to preach five times.
为了这个缘故，所以我那个处理牧师有时候赶不上我。
For this reason, the assistant pastor does not seem to have as much energy as I do.
这个并不是我真是铁铸的，我这个人铁铸的。
It's not saying that I'm made of iron.
但是我知道我所信的是谁。
But I know in whom I believe.
我是为你的缘故，那你不看顾我的话，那你还说的什么是神呢？
Since I'm working for the Lord, of course, Lord will take care of me.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要与主同行，一定要相信他是他是他是耶和华。
Therefore, dear brethren, in order for us to walk with God, we have to believe that He is,
并且相信他是欢喜赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And also that He likes those people who seek for His help.
世界上有许多人，有比方有钱的人，有势力的人也不少。
And many people in this world, they have money, they have power.
但是他不一定高兴帮助你。
But he is not willing to help you.
可是那一位他是，圣经清楚告诉我们，他赏赐那寻求他的。你寻求他，不但叫你所要的，他给他，他还会赏赐你。
But this God, He is, He rewards. He not only will give you what you ask for, but He will give you some extra bonuses.
那愿主恩待我们，这 是这么一位，我们今天与他同行。
May the Lord have mercy on us, because this is the God that we want to walk with.
要与主同行的话，第一要在祷告一方面学习与主同行。
In order to walk with the Lord, number one, to pray without ceasing.
随时随地向神祷告。
At any time, any place.Pray to God.
你不必把眼睛闭起来。
You do not have to close your eyes.
你也不必停止你的动作。
You do not have to stop whatever you're doing.
你有没有听见有些爱主的姊妹们，他们在洗碗的时候也会祷告。
Have you heard that some sisters will love the Lord that when they are washing the dishes?
他会告诉主啊，把我的心洗干净，好像我洗碗一样。
They will say, Lord, please cleanse my sins like I'm cleansing the dishes.
有些姊妹们拖地板的时候，她也会祷告。
Some sisters, when they are mopping the floor, they also pray.
那这个叫做与主同行。
This is walking with the Lord.
那这样子的人是讨主喜悦的人。
This kind of a person pleases God.
在这里啊，希伯来书第十一章告诉我们，底下说下去有好多人，好多例子在那里。这些例子都告诉我们说，他们这些人都是与主同行的人。
Later on in Hebrews 11, there are many examples, and these are the people that walk with the Lord.
第七节告诉我们说，拿押因着心，就蒙神指示他为祭之事，动摇敬畏的心。
Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
这个字啊，英文中文翻英文翻的没有像中文这么好。中文把它翻为 fear 啊，英文翻为 fear 啊，中文翻为敬畏，很合原来的意思。
Yet in English it says fear. This is not as good as the Chinese, which says respect and fear. It's closer to the original meaning.
我相信弟兄姊妹都晓得这一点，是不是啊？两夫妻当中的爱情呢，一定要有真经在那里，不然的话呢，那个爱情早迟会出毛病。
I think all of you know that the love between a couple it has also to have this ingredient of respect, mutual respect.
请来在美国有个倾向，神学里面教导神学生说，你不应该把教会把神的工作放为第一，你应该把你的太太放为第一。
There is a tendency in the theology school's teaching saying that you should not place the church as number one, rather you ought to place your family or your wife in the first place in your life.
为什么呢？他们说因为现在也发现在这个传道人当中不少是离婚的人。
Because they're finding out that among the preachers there are many divorces.
但是我告诉他们说，你们这样子教导的话，我可担保你传道人当中将来有更多离婚的人。
And I told them that if you teach us this way, I can guarantee you there will even be more divorces among the preachers.
为什么会有这种传道人当中有离婚的事情？
Why is it that there are divorces among the preachers?
不是因为传道人把主工作放在第一，所以他才不高兴。
Not only it is not because that these people have placed God's work number one and the wives are unhappy.
是传道人自己的人格不够好，叫太太尊敬他。
It is because these ministers do not have good morals that their wives do not respect them.
若是一个人真正爱主，太太也爱主，他看见他的先生能爱主，叫许多人借着他的帮助的造就，特别是中国的太太，中国的太太比西国太太好啊。因为说明过呢，因为中国的太太常是想，只要丈夫好，丈夫的好就是我的好，是不是啊？
If the minister loves the Lord and the wife loves the Lord also, she would be very happy to find that her husband serves the Lord. And also, we know the Chinese wives are better than the Western wives, because the Chinese wives often say that as long as the husband's work is good, then everything is well.
No, they will come to us. This is their goal too.
Oh, so this is also their goal.
那是不是有这个意思啊？那中国的太太们呢，丈夫好就是我的好。西方太太不是，你好吧，我还妒忌你了。
So the Chinese wives say that if something that is good for her husband, she is happy too because it's also for her own good. But in the Western wives, they will be envied or jealous about that.
所以，照我所看的，全道人出毛病的，第一恐怕那是今天有些全道人真可怜，那有些全道人根本都还没有得救啊。
So the problem today among the preachers, some of them are very pitiful because some of them are not saved themselves.
所以有许多人看清基督，我们不能，我不能怪他们，因为他们看见这些人都是在那胡闹的。
Some people despise Christianity. I cannot blame them because they are people that are not doing the right things.
有一次有个中国的传道人来看我。
One time a Chinese preacher came to see me.
我问他，我说你对于重生的真理到底怎么样？
I asked him, I said, what do you know about the principle of rebirth, born again?
他说谁知道啊，这是只有神知道的。
He said, who knows? Only God knows for sure.
所以我就告诉他，我说，我是朋友，若是这样子的话，你最好不要做传道。
So I told him, I said, well, friend, if this is the case, you better not be a preacher.
你做医生，一个人法律都不知道，你还做什么医生？
If you're a medical doctor and you don't know whether this person has any temperature or not, or fever or not, how can you be a doctor?
你做一个牧师说一个人重生不没有重生，你都不知道，你还做什么牧师？
If you're a minister, a preacher, and you don't know whether this person is born again or not, how can you be a minister?
但这样子的传道人呢，今天恐怕接了一半以上。
But there are probably more than half of the preachers today that are this way.
换句话说，今天有一半以上的传道人是传道人，不是活传道人。
In other words, there are more than half of the preachers today are dead. They are not alive.
所以难怪许多的时候不信主的人，他们不懂啊，不了解，你们这些人都在那胡闹。
No wonder there are so many unbelievers that they despise Christianity.
愿主真怜悯我们啊！愿主怜悯我们。我们要与主同行。在这里告诉我们说，在拿亚身上我们学了一点事情。
Here it says that in Noah we learned something.
在创世纪第六章里面也明明告诉我们说，拿亚与神同行，是不是啊？
Genesis chapter 6 also tells us about Noah walked with the Lord.
那么在这里告诉我们说，拿亚与神同行呢，到底什么意思？
Here it says Noah walked with the Lord, but what does it really mean?
这里告诉我们说，拿亚对神有一个敬畏的心。
It says here that he was moved with fear and respect.
这两字在圣经里很重要。
These two words are very important in the Bible.
是的，神是我们的父。
That is true. God is our father.
可是不能说因为他我父亲，所以我对他一点要不要敬畏他了。
We cannot say that since he is our father, we do not have to have any fear or respect toward him.
在这一点里，我又不能不说，感谢主恩待中国的同胞们。
I have to say that.We thank the Lord for it. The Lord has blessed the Chinese.
今天在中国的家庭里面，我还没有听见一个小孩子会叫他爸爸名字的。
Today in the Chinese families, I haven't heard a child that would call his father by the first name.
因为中国的传统啊，小孩子对爸爸还是有敬畏的心。
Because in the Chinese traditions, the children have a fear and respect for their father.
我也还有一点很好的。
Also, there's another thing.
中国许多的母亲呢，叫这个丈夫，叫这个丈夫是爸爸的，是不是啊？那么这个丈夫呢，叫这个妻子啊，这小孩子名字也叫妈妈的，这是最好也没有了。Keep on, brothers, keep on 啊。
The Chinese husbands call their wives
mama,
and the mothers or the wives call their husbands papa or baba. And this is good. Keep on.
呀，这个表明说你尊敬，你的尊敬在哪里？
This shows that you have mutual respect.
中国人的尊属于哪里学来的？你晓得吗？
You know where did the Chinese learn this?
中国人是从亚伯来的妻子撒拉那里学来的。
Chinese have learned this from Sarah, from Abraham's wife.
这个 Sarah 她很好啊，她的亚伯来，她不叫她亚伯来，她叫她主的。
Sarah was very nice when she called Abram. She did not call by name. She called Lord, Master.
那敬畏很重要。
It's very important to have respect.
我们对神，我们知道神爱我们，但千万不要，好像圣经里面告诉我们说，我们千万不要在神的恩典里面放纵我们的情欲。
We know that God loves us, but not let us not take advantage of God's love for us, and we let ourselves go in our lust.
你晓得不晓得，在心，若是你留意这两个字啊，敬畏两个字，你到旧约里面去查一查，许多时候我们得不到神的福分的，就是我们没有敬畏神。
If you study the Old Testament, you know that sometimes we do not receive blessing from God because we do not have fear and respect for God.
那随随便便的，我请你们看几个，好吧？请你们打开诗篇。
Now let's turn to Psalms.
嗯哼，诗篇。25篇吧。
Psalm 25。
这里告诉我们说，25篇12节。
Verse 12。
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华不只是他当选择的道路。14节，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他将自己的约指示他们。
12, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth.
14, 14.
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
那我们常常说要想知道神的旨意。
So many times we say we want to know God's will.
什么是条件我们能知道神的旨意？
Under what conditions can we know God's will?
这里告诉我们是，若是我们敬畏神。
Says here that if we fear the Lord.
耶和华的秘密是对敬畏的人说出来的。
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him.
有许多人说：“哎呀，很难知道神的旨意。”我就请问你，你到底有没有敬畏神
？Some people say it is very hard to know God's will, but let me ask you: Have you fear for Him?
34篇。
Psalm 34.
第7节。
Verse 7.
这里告诉我们说，耶和华的世界在敬畏他的人思维暗言得救他们。
The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them.
我们就知道神的保护是何等重要。
We all know how important it is to have God's protection.
那么在这里告诉我们，要想要有神的保护的话，请问你自己，你是不是敬畏他？
Here it tells us that if we want to have protection from God, we have to ask ourselves, do we have fear for Him?
当你为主做工的时候，当你为主说话的时候，你能不能把真理举起来？是在乎你到底是不是敬畏神。
When you work for the Lord, when you preach for the Lord, are you able to preach the truth? That it all depends on whether you have fear for God or not.
60篇第4节明明告诉我们。
Psalm chapter 60, verse 4 tells us very clearly.
他说：“你把旌旗赐给敬畏你的人，可以为真理扬起来。
That thou given a banner to them that feared thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth。
所以要与主同行的话，我们一定要懂得神是配合我们尊敬的一位神。
Therefore, in order to walk with the Lord, we have to know that God is worthy of our respect.
敬畏是我们与主同行的时候必要的一个条件。
To have fear and respect is a necessary condition to walk with.
有人会说，哎，你所研究都是旧约的圣经，那到新约的时候，我们不需要敬畏了。
Some people say that all the references you have been given are in the Old Testament. Maybe in the New Testament days, we do not have to have fear and respect for God.
好，你的圣经这样子，我的圣经却不是如此。
Well, if your Bible is that way, mine is not.
请你看《哥林多后书》第七章第一节怎么说。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7.
Chapter 7 verse 1. 第七章第一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。这里清楚告诉我们说，我们要有要成圣的话，一定要敬畏神。
Says here, having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
特别是希伯来书十二章二十八节说得很清楚。
Especially in Hebrew chapter 12 verse 28, it tells us very clearly.
二十八节，所以我们既得了不能争论的国，就当感恩，照着神所喜悦的。这里清楚说是吧？神照着神所喜悦的，用虔敬敬畏的心侍奉神。
Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
这我们怎样能接受神所为我们预备的国度
？How can we receive this kingdom that God has prepared for us?
我们要敬畏神。
We have to have godly fear and reverence.
主原来是恩待我们。今天你恐怕听见有人这么说，什么事情耶稣预备好了，那我们不需要要理性调解。我们若是理性调解的话，你等于工作了，这样子能妨碍主耶稣基督的恩典。We hurt God's grace.
Since God has prepared certain graces for us, we do not have to
work.
We do not have to work, otherwise we'll hurt God's grace.
所以你这批人呢、啊，他说他们说信耶稣，他们什么事情都来的。他说这是恩典，我们活在恩典当中，恩典大过了我们的罪。
These people, they say that they are Christians, they live in grace, but they do everything because they say the grace is bigger than their sin.
这种人真好像犹太国王国以前的光景。
These people are really like.The days before the Israelites lost their country.
他们说、哎、我们不要紧的，我们有圣殿，我们有祭司，我们有圣城耶路撒冷，耶和华不会丢弃我们的，放心好了，这就是耶和华的恩典，我们可以随便。
They said we have the chief priests, we have the temple, we have Jerusalem, we do not have to worry, these are grace from God.
到底怎么样我们晓得，他们遭遇了亡国。
But what happened? Their country perished.
所以这种人呢，真是能叫神的审判临到教会。
These people can cause God's judgment come upon the church.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹们，我们要与主同行，我们好像拿牙一样的，要藏着敬畏的心。
In other words, dear brethren, when we want to walk with the Lord, we have to be like Noah to have a heart of reverence and fear.
若是我们看。创世纪第七章、第六章、第七章、第八章，我们就发现，说敬畏到底怎么样子态度叫做敬畏呢
？If we look at Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8, we'll know what is reverence.
说敬畏就是说，那里书里又说，那呀叫做耶和华所吩咐的心。
Reverence and fear, it says it in Genesis over and over, and that is Noah did according to what.Jehovah said.
这个就是与主同行一个条件。
This is a condition of walking with the Lord.
主这么说，我就这么行。
God says it this way, and this is the way I act.
别人说我不合适的，我不理他。
Other people say I'm behind times, I don't pay any attention to them.
比如说你这样子就开倒车，好吧，我就情愿开倒车。
Other people saying I'm going back, and I'll be glad to do that if that is what they say.
可是我发现啊，那些肯开倒车、肯不合时代的人，神与他同在，他的工作就蒙福。
I have found out that those people that are willing to be backward, to be going back, God is with them, and that they will have blessings.
所以说开倒车是他们说的，我们知道我们不是在那里开倒车，我们只知道遵行耶和华所吩咐的。为什么我要遵行？因为我敬畏他。
They call us behind time, but all we are concerned of is to be doing what the Lord has for us to do in order to walk with Him, to please Him.
那么还有一点，我们要讨主的喜悦。
There's another point, we want to please the Lord.
怎样能讨主的喜悦呢？
How can we do that?
有一节圣经我们很熟的。
Here's a verse that we are very familiar with.
可是平常中我们没有留意到这样子做是讨主的喜悦。
But sometimes we do not know that in doing so we find favor in God's sight.
请你们看罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们都知道罗马书第十二章头上几节是告诉我们奉献的事情。
We all know that Chapter 12 of Romans, the first few verses talking about the living sacrifice.
恐怕我们没有留意到，圣经清楚告诉我们说，这样子做是神所喜悦的。
Maybe we have not paid attention to the part that it says that this pleases God, is acceptable to God.
不但如此，第二节也告诉我们说，叫我们能参与何为神的善良、纯全。口喜悦的旨意。
Not only that, but in verse 2 it says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里清楚告诉我们说，我们要与神同行的话，有一个条件一定要履行的，就是说把我们自己奉献给神。
It tells us that one of the conditions in order to walk with the Lord is to give ourselves to God as a living sacrifice.
那关于奉献的事情，中国教会以往有个大错误。
Concerning to this sacrifice, Concerning to dedication, the Chinese churches have a wrong concept.
中国教会以前说，什么叫做奉献？奉献就是哪些人要做全道人人出奉献。
Chinese churches have been talking about what is dedication. It is only for the people who want to go preaching.
可圣经没有这么说。
The Bible does not say.
圣经没有说，弟兄们啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们，愿意做全道的人，将身体、身心上当作活祭。
The Bible does not say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that those who want to preach dedicate your bodies as living sacrifice.
圣经只告诉我们，弟兄们，包括一切信主的人，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体、身心上当作活祭。
Instead, it says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present.Your body is a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，也是神所喜悦的。
This is wholly acceptable unto the Lord.
奉献，换句话说，主这样子恩待我们，他有一个愿望。什么愿望呢？并不是要你给他许多的钱，并不是要你奔跑许多的路。他所要的就要你自己把你自己奉献给他。
God treats us so nicely, and He has a hope, and that is that we will dedicate ourselves to Him.
另外有些圣经能帮助我们解明白什么叫做奉献。
There's another verse that can help us understand what it means to have dedication.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
这也是保罗的奉献。
This is also Paul's dedication.
所以无论是住在身内。离开身为我们离了之乡要什么呀要得主的喜悦第五章
Here it says Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him
原来的意思是我们有一个 ambition 啊，有一个用心要得主的喜悦。
In the original meaning, it has, we have an ambition to please God.
那这个就是说奉献。
This is dedication.
奉献，换一句话是，说明就是奉献，就是说为主而活。
What is dedication? It is to live for God.
不是说一，不是说你也一定要出来做全道。
It is not saying that you have to be a preacher.
事实，做全道这件事情是非常严重的事情。
In fact.To be a preacher is something very serious.
我想是马丁路德说的一句话吧，他说你们应该怕全道，好像怕地狱的火一样。
Martin Luther said, you ought to have fear to become a preacher just like you fear for the hellfire.
你晓得中国教会以往吃亏吃亏在什么地方？
You know the Chinese churches suffered one thing.
不是说没有全道。
Not, it wasn't that there weren't any preachers.
那是太多全道。
But that there were too many.
太多没有受主差遣的全道。
Too many that were uncalled, that were not called.
他们不是全道，他们在那混道。
They were not there to preach, they were there to confuse.
每主日早晨，他们没有信息。
Every morning, every Sunday morning, they do not have a message.
那么东抄西抄，东偷西偷，车成功一篇，复业一下。
They copy here, some from here, some from there, and they put it together and they preach.
你想，主若是没有差遣的话，主为什么要负责？主不负责的。
Since God did not send them, of course God would not be responsible for them.
所以主全道这件非常严重的事情，你一定要等候在神面前清楚神的差遣。
Therefore, to become a preacher is something that is very serious. You have to be very clear waiting upon the Lord.
若是主差遣你的话，你能感觉到里面有一种这个有一种催逼的能力，催逼你，非如此就不行。
God calls you, you will feel it, that you have an urge inside you to do so.
就是你有这种推动力在那里，你还是要同主说，主啊，我感觉到你在那里催逼我，可是求你给我清楚的呼召，不然的话我不出来。
Even when you have that urge inside you, you ought to pray, you say, Lord, I feel this urge, but please give me a clear call.
前年，去年吧，去年秋天的时候，我在纽约市领会。
Last fall, I was leading a meeting in New Jersey.
有位弟兄，他是他不需要的念那一种的这个 PhD, 无论如何。他得到了 PhD, 他回到台湾去教书，教了一些时候，那么那个时候回来呢，他告诉我，他就说他还不清楚神的呼召，那么我告诉他说，我说弟兄，你一定要清清楚楚，不然的话，后来主不负责，你不能怪主。
His brother, he received a doctorate degree in something, and then he went back to Taiwan to teach, and then he came back, and he told me he wasn't very clear about God's call, and I told him.That brother, you have to be very sure about God's call before you do anything.
他问一句话，他是怎么能知道神清楚的呼召呢
？How can you be very clear about God's call?
我说弟兄，要你担心做什么
？I said, brother, why are you worried about that?
你以为他没有法子吗
？You think that God doesn't have a way to let you know for sure?
当时他听见我这个话的时候，好像有一点勉勉强强啊。
And he took my answer hesitantly.
感谢主，不久以前他写给我一封信。
Thank the Lord, not long ago he wrote me a letter.
他说，当时你说这个话，我好像有点迟疑不决。
When you were saying this, I hesitated what you meant.
我现在才清楚看见了你所说的话是对的。
Now I'm very clear about what you said was right.
因为我现在到现在，我才清清楚楚知道主给我的呼召。
Now I'm very clear about God's call for me.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们真是太本事啊！好叫神啊，我来帮帮忙，你愈帮愈忙。
Dear brethren, so many times that we think that we are very smart, we try to help God, and we mess it up instead.
神要差遣你，神不呼召你，神就没有法子呼召你、差遣你，那这个神还是像神
？If God wants to send you, of course He has a way to call you. If He does not have a way to call you, He's not God.
可是这个奉献，并不是你做全道就奉献。
But here, the dedication that we are talking about is not to go out as a missionary.
奉献是每一个弟兄姊妹们要奉献的。
That Dedication is something that every brother and sister ought to do.
主为你死，主为你复活，主把他自己生命给你，他向你要求是什么？
Christ died for you. Christ resurrected for you. What is it that He wants from you?
他就是说，他所要的就是你能向他说，主啊，你这样子爱我，从现在起，我愿意为你而活。
What He wants you to do is to say, Lord, You have done so much for me. From now on, I want to live for you.
多年以前，我还记得，我那个时候还在上海有一个村灵会，村灵会当中呢，有一位弟兄啊，我在那里讲奉献的问题的时候，一位弟兄在那里哭。
Many years I was still in Shanghai in a spring conference. As I was talking about dedication, a brother was crying.
他是个康源，你们若是懂得上海的康源资管强的一个经理。
He was the manager of
康源 Canada Food.
It was a company, manufacturing company.
Canada Food 这个关德食物的一个康源。
Canned food manufacturing company manager.
他在那里哭。
He was weeping there.
所以你散会以后，我就跑过去，我说：“弟兄，我可以帮忙你吗？”
Later on, I went over as a brother. Can I help you?
他说：“你要我奉献，我想奉献，我又不敢奉献。”
The brother, you want me to dedicate myself? I want to do so, but I don't dare to.
我说：“为什么你不敢奉献？”
I said, "Why is it that you don't dare?"
他说：“我想，我就怕我奉献以后，神若是说好，你奉献了，你我叫你去拉王八车，我又拉不动，怎么办呢？”
So I'm afraid that if I do dedicate myself and if God sent me to pull a rickshaw and I'm not strong enough to do so.
我说弟兄，我差不多笑出来，我不敢笑就是。
I felt like laughing, I didn't do it.
我说弟兄，比方说你的孩子今天跑到你的面前说，爸爸，从今天起我样样都听你的话，好不好？你怎么会不说，好，儿子，你去拿王八车。
But if your child one day comes before you and say, Father, I'll do whatever you want me to.Will you turn around and say, "All right, son, go and pull a rickshaw"?
他说不会。
No, he said, "No, I won't."
我说，那么你会对他说什么话
？What would you say?
他说，我一定说，哦呀，儿子啊，你这样子爱我，爸爸一切都是你的啊。
I would say to him, "Wow, good boy, everything that I have is yours."
我说，你以为对这样子对你儿子，你以为天上的天父是这样子凶暴的吗
？If you, as a man, know how to treat your son this way, you think that our God in heaven.It's so cruel.
他想了一下，忽然之间他笑起来。他说：“哎，真的，真的啊！为什么我会这么想法的
？”He thought about it for a while, and then he broke out laughing because he said, "I don't know why I had that thought in my mind."
弟兄姊妹们，当一个人要信主，当一个人要奉献的时候，那个时候是魔鬼最忙的时候。
The brethren, when a person wants to believe in God, he wants to dedicate himself. That is the time that Satan is busiest.
有时候他又用一种啊。不合理性的这个思想会放在人的头脑里面的。
Sometimes you place something that is illogical, unreasonable into one's mind.
魔鬼知道这一点。
Satan knows that.
你信了耶稣了，我现在没有办法了，叫你不信了。
Now that you have already become a Christian, I cannot help that.
所以第二步，他这个方法是希望你不会做天国的轮才，那么这样子呢，主的国度啊，将来就要迟延。
The second step is that he hopes that you will not become a talent in the kingdom of God, so that
personnel,
a personnel in God's kingdom, and that in that way God's kingdom will come later.
所以凡是奉献的这件事情，他有法子能阻挡人，他一定尽量想法子阻挡人，好像他尽量想法子阻挡人信耶稣一样的。
So that he has a way.In preventing a person to dedicate himself, he will try it, just like he will try everything to prevent a person from accepting Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣基督不是说不想再来。
Dear brethren, it is not that Jesus Christ does not want.
你若是真正懂得圣经的话，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督已经预备了这里 ，ready to come.
If you really understand God's word, you will know that Jesus Christ is ready to come.
但是现在问题是人才没有预备好，为什么？
But the problem is that the personnel are not prepared.
你要开一个公司或者开一个学校，没有人才，你做什么
？If you want to have a company, a school, if you do not have the personnel, what can you do?
你们记得主耶稣基督应许我们说他去预备地方，预备好了以后来接我们，是不是？
You remember when Jesus Christ said that I have gone to prepare a place for you and after that he will come back to take us.
什么事情？主耶稣基督预备了2000年还没预备好。
Why is it what took Jesus so long to have prepared a place for 2000 years already?
他造天地用一句话就成就了。
He created the earthheavens and the earth with just one sentence.
但他现在预备我们住的地方预备了2000年都还没有预备好。
Now to prepare a place for us, it took him 2,000 years.
到底什么困难？
What is the problem?
这困难就是说，造天地，样样都在他手里，现在预备我们住的地方，这个材料不止在他手里，材料在哪里？在你身上，在我身上。
To create the heavens and the earth, the cosmos, everything is in God's hands. But to prepare the place for us, all the supplies, all the material, all the personnel are not in God's hands. It is in our free will.
所以为这个缘故，他的国度一直到现在不能再来。
For this reason, his kingdom has not come.
我今天早晨说了，我要再提一提啊，希望弟兄姊妹把这个意思带回到许多的这个 Bible study group 里面去。
Said that this morning, but I'll repeat it. Hope you'll bring this back to your Bible study.
许多弟兄姊妹们感觉到神这几年这样子恩待中国的青年人。
So many people feel that these years God has blessed the Chinese Christians.
为什么缘故呢？
Why?
大概是大陆的门呢不久就要开。
Maybe because the door of mainland China will open soon.
所以你主预备这批青年人到大陆去传福音。
God is preparing these personnel to go into mainland China to preach.
我很欣赏今天早晨啊，我们的弟兄李牧师告诉我们，告诉我们他的意见，他的说法同许多的人正好相反。
We appreciate what Reverend Lee said this morning that his opinion is different from most people.
不得，老实说，等到大陆开放以后，我们这批人恐怕还不配去传道。
He said, frankly speaking.That when the door is open, we are not good enough to preach in mainland China.
那么主为什么会这样子恩待我们中国的青年人？
Then why is it that God is blessing the Chinese Christians?
神很施恩典给高丽的教会。
God is also blessing the Koreans.
但是呢，在这里的高丽人，神没有施福给他们，好像施福给我们中国的青年人。
But the Koreans in North America are not so blessed as the Chinese are.
那么主有什么目的在哪里？
What is the purpose there?
弟兄姊妹们，我看见这个目的。
Dear brethren, I see this reason.
神现在所预备的、所要的是他的国度。
What God is preparing for is His kingdom.
我们今天早晨已经说过，神创造世界的目的和拯救我们的目的，就是为那国度。
We have said this already this morning that the reason that God created us and the reason that God saved us are all for that kingdom.
他的国度要降临，人才不够。
His kingdom will come, but he does not have enough personnel.
所以现在他用一个速成法。
So now he is using a very short method, very quick method.
他看来看去啊，许多年轻人当中啊，看来看去，中国的年轻人还是不错。
He look at all the young people, and he feels that the Chinese young people are good.
真的，弟兄姊妹，我真看见这一点。
True, I really feel this way.
所以我心中很有感动，主啊，谢谢你，你这样子恩待我们中国的年轻人。
Therefore, I really thank God that God has blessed the Chinese young people.
换句话说，神看来看去还是想中国的年轻人呢，将来能做他天国的人才。
In other words, God looks around and finds that the Chinese can be the personnel in the kingdom of God.
所以求主怜悯我们，不要让神在我们身上失望。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we will not disappoint our God.
让我们咬紧牙关，达到主给我们在我们身上的愿望。
Let us try to accomplish what God wants us to do.
要达到主的愿望的话，有一个步骤，我们一定要有的，就是说要奉献自己。
In order to accomplish what God wants us to do, one thing we have to do is to.Dedicate ourselves.
换句话说，奉献自己就是说开始与主同行的一个表志。
In other words, when we dedicate ourselves, it is an indication that we want to walk with the Lord.
我们祷，让我们祷告好吗？魔鬼现在有两个诡计，我们要留意。
Satan has two plots that we have to be careful of.
第一，他尽量想法子叫我们不祷告。
Number one, he tries very hard for us not to pray.
因为他知道祷告是支出属灵的恩典。
Because he knows when we pray, we are getting power and grace from God.
Apply God's good grace.
We're applying God's grace.
他若是有法子叫我们不祷告的话，那我们灵命不色弱也会色弱了。Weak.
If we do not pray, then our spiritual lives will become weaker.
他知道这一点。
He knows that.
所以他用尽量想法子叫我们不祷告。
So he tries real hard for us not to pray.
那么今天也这是一个教会色弱的大原因，许多教会。这个祷告会啊，正是只有小猫三只四只。
This is also the reason why so many churches are so weak today. So many churches in their prayer room, there are very, very few people go.
那么这个也恐怕就是有原因，有多少的时候我们不能过得胜的生活。
This is also a reason why so many times we cannot have a sanctified life.
所以每天早晨起来的祷告非常重要。
It is important to pray in the morning when you get up.
可是多少的时候，我们一早晨一起来的时候，我们想，好吧，顾一下，我们再祷告。我祷告吧，顾一下，一直到今天晚上，一直到那天晚上，你还是没有机会祷告。
So many times we think about praying later on, and finally, even at night, we still haven't prayed.
所以，让我们现在立一个志愿，说每天早晨醒过来，第一件事情，我什么都不做，第一件事情就要向神祷告。
So、let us make a determination that.When we get up in the morning, the first thing that we'll do is to pray.
若是你能这样子的话，你能看见那一天在神面前能蒙恩典。
If you're willing to do this, then you will find that day will be blessed by the Lord.
所以现在好不好？给弟兄姊妹，我给你一个机会，你能不能在神面前同声说：“神啊，帮助我，叫我从现在起每天早晨一醒过来，我第一件事情就祷告。”
Can you say to the Lord that?
简直不要去洗脸，你有时候一洗脸就忘记了。你或者说这样子脸脏是不是不大好见人？啊，求主的宝血再给你，比你洗脸更干净了。我每一天祷告以前总是唱那个。不超五十，叫不超五十 ，whiter than snow， 那么求主将我洗，使我不超五十，这个是最好祷告的，祷告以前的短歌。
Before I pray, I always sing that whiter than snow, a short
one. 有多少弟兄姊妹们请愿意同主说：“主啊，我从现在起，每天一天也一早醒来，第一件事情就是祷告。”你若是有这样子志愿的话，不但你有要你神不但愿意看见你的心，神也愿意看见你的动作。你愿意不愿意在神面前举手就放下来？赞美主，愿主帮助你们，坚固你们的志向。还有哪一位？呀，主能帮助你们，每天早上醒过来第一件事情就祷告。
God can help you. Every morning when you wake up, the first thing you do is to pray.
我很高兴的是有去年在温明顿的时候，我碰见一位 DuPont 里面做工的弟兄。
Last year I met someone from Wilmington who works in DuPont.
他是参加这个。是叫做 Highland 的这个 Family Conference， 在那里我也提起这一点这个问题。
He went to the Highland Family Conference. There, I talked about the same thing.
后来我遇见他很高兴。他说：“我告诉你一件事情啊，你叫我们说每天早晨一醒来就祷告。我 我离令自愿这样子做，他从我立定志愿这样子做以后，他说轮子一方面从来没有麻烦。
He said that time you asked us to wake up every morning and to pray right away, and I have started to do that, and since then I haven't had any problem.
Personal problem. 他因为他在地方队里面管一个部分，所以底下有几个人同他一同做事情，常是有轮子上的麻烦，因为特别是他们是这个美国人。常有轮子上麻烦，但是他从他天天这样子一醒来就先为一切事情祷告，他说从来没有麻烦。
But ever since he did that, he did not have any more conflicts with people in the company.
还有哪一位？你愿意天天起来，第一件事情就祷告
？Anyone else？
行，赞美主，赞美主，啊
！Is the Lord anyone else？
赞美主，还有啊，还有赞美主。啊，你这个动作很要紧的，动作也能告诉你说，我这一生面前有了这个动作，我一定要靠主的恩典守我的志愿。
This is very important. You have to make this indication.
还有哪一位吧
？Anybody else？
好，谢谢主。还有吧？不要等啊，下面走。还有吧
？Anyone else？
这是叫你得福的一个方法，这也就是说与主同行的实际的行动。一早醒来第一件事情就是与主同行。
This is the first thing you do when you wake up and you walk with the Lord.
现在第二个邀请，在我们当中有多少弟兄姊妹们，你从来没有把自己奉献给神的，你愿意不愿意今天说，主啊，好，我知道你爱我，我从今天起我要为你而活。
The second invitation is there anyone here that you have never dedicated yourself before, but now you say, Lord, from this day on, I want to live for you?
Yeah, 请你把这个请你把你的手在上面就举一举。
Will you raise your hand?
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
还有哪一位？赞美主。
Anybody else? Praise the Lord.
赞美主。还有哪一位
？Anyone else?
主为你死，主为你流血，他对你就一个要求，你愿要你向他说，主啊，我从现在起愿意为你而活。
Christ died for you. He shed blood for you. He wants you to do one thing, and that is to say, Lord, from this day on, I live for you.
换句话说，你什么都是为他而做。
In other words, whatever you do, you do it for the sake.
弟兄们，你暂且养家，请你记得这个家是主教给你的家，是为主的缘故养家。
When you make money to feed the family.You should also remember that this family was given to you by God.
姊妹们，你有小孩子，请记得这小孩子是你教给他的，你是主的喇嘛，好好的当心主给你的一些孩子，这个就叫做奉献。
Mothers, you have children, you know that God has given you these children, and you should take care of them for God. And this is dedication.
有哪一位愿意？有位同志说：“主啊，好，我现在起，我愿意为你而活。”还有哪一位？
Is there anyone who wants to say that, Lord, from this day on, I want to live for you?
还有哪一位？
Is there anyone else?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有哪一位？
Is there anyone else?
在我们当中，或许有些弟兄姊妹们曾经你奉献过的，可是你感觉到你奉献以后没有过那奉献的生活。
Maybe among us there are people who have dedicated themselves once, but they feel that they have not led a sanctified life.
那你现在想？我有什么意思呢？我就是奉献自己，表示我自己奉献，我还不能好好过奉献的生活。
Then you say, well, I have already dedicated myself. I'm not able to lead a sanctified life. What good does it do me?
我告诉你，这样子想法的话是魔鬼那里来的思想。
Let me tell you that this thought has come from Satan.
你看小孩子开始学走路的时候怎么样
？You look at the children when they learn to walk.
他们会跌倒。
They
他们先会哭
They cry.
小孩子好就好在这里，他跌倒了，他哭过以后，他还是要再走。
After they fall, after they cry, they get up and they try again.
所以他后来就会走了。
Finally, they learn how to walk.
如果他跌倒一次两次哭了不敢再走了，那小孩子永远不会走。
If after a few times he quits, he doesn't get up, then he will never learn how to walk.
所以不要灰心，靠主的恩典再起来。
Therefore, do not give up. By the grace of God, get up again.
有这样子弟兄姊妹们，我希望你在神面前重新奉献自己，说主啊，靠你恩典，我要再向前进。
If you're in this category, I ask that you will, by God's grace, once again get up and live for Him.
有这样子弟兄姊妹们吗
？Anyone else?
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。赞美主。不要灰心，不要上魔鬼的当。主不是一天到晚要将刑罚给我们的主，主是原向我们施恩典的主。
We know that God does not want to punish us, not want to give us blessings.
还有哪一位
？Is there anyone else?
赞美主，主看见你手。赞美主，主看见你手。还有哪一位？谢谢主，谢谢主，不要灰心啊！这主没有难成的事。地交起来再走。或者有人说，万一我今年又不能好好过得胜的生活，怎么样呢？好，下一次有机会的再起来，靠主的恩典，总有一天你总能走得到。我这是我们的信心。
This is the faith that we ought to have. Do not be afraid of whether you'll be able to walk by faith or not.
现在没了一个邀请，弟兄姊妹们。
This is the final invitation.
有多少弟兄姊妹们，若是主要差遣你，你愿意同主说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
How many brothers and sisters, if God calls you, you're willing to say, "Lord, here am I, send me."
这样子的愿意的弟兄姊妹们呢，我要请你们站起来。
Those who are willing to do this.
若是主差遣你，你说主啊，我愿意你，我在这里，请差遣我。这样子，弟兄姊妹们，请你站起来。还有啊？还有哪一位？还有哪一位？你就这样子奉献的，主不一定差遣你，我告诉你，啊？若是神呼召你的话，那换句话说，神真看重了你。换句话，他感觉到你将来是天国里面有用的人才。还有哪一位？还有哪一位吧？我想这班的弟兄姊妹们，谢谢主，这班的弟兄姊妹们，李牧师，你好吧，请到前面来为这班弟兄姊妹特别祷告。
因为你是庄稼的主，
是的，
主啊，今天我们挤来到你面前，主啊，我们再一次看见主耶稣基督的十字架活化在我们面前。主啊，不是人的话在这里激励人，主啊，乃是你的灵在我们中间动工。主啊，让我们能够看见我们这些人今天成为何等人，都是你的恩造成的。主啊，我们即使把我们自己的生命完全摆在祭坛上，也不能报答你的慈爱与万一。但是主啊，我们今天既然受了你慈悲的感召，主啊，我们今天愿意把我们自己完完全全地摆在祭坛上。主啊，我们得救是一次得救，永远得救。主啊，让我们的奉献也是一次奉献，永远不收回。主啊，让我们今天站在你的面前，主啊，看见庄稼已经熟了的图画。主啊，让我们就愿意说，主，你既然要差遣我们，虽然我们不配，我们愿意把自己摆在你的手中。主啊，在这末世的时候，主啊，能够成为耶和华主啊这一个的军队。主啊，能够出去为你打那美好的仗，去收那已经成熟的庄稼。主啊，我们承认，主啊，前面的路不好走，但是主，我们感谢你，我们是与你同行的。主啊，我们不是凭着我们自己的热心来侍奉你，主啊，是耶和华的热心要成就这一切。主啊，我们实在看见中国的教会蒙恩170多年来，主啊，我们实在是在那里白占地土。主啊，我们是空有之业。
主啊，今天晚上我们真是看见你自己的慈爱在这里吸引一般的弟兄姊妹。主啊，愿意把自己奉献，主啊，作为活祭来满足你的心意。主啊，我真是把这一批弟兄姊妹交在主你的手中。主啊，我们并不比别人强，主啊，我们并不比别人好，主啊，我们只愿意把自己交在你自己的手中，让主你在往后的日子来装备我们，来使用我们。主啊，在使用我们以前，真是用你自己的生命来塑造我们，用主你自己的话来装备我们，用主你自己在我们身上圣灵的工作来雕刻我们。主啊，让我们越来越像主你自己的形象。主啊，我们实在求主，让我们再一次说，主啊，我们的奉献跟得救一样，是靠恩奉献的。主啊，我们恳求主你施恩怜悯我们每一个弟兄姊妹，让我们在你的面前不轻易地向你许愿，不轻易地向你立约。主啊，因为你是守约施慈爱的主。主啊，有的时候我们会背乎自己，但是你却不能背乎自己。主啊，你今天看见我们奉献在你的面前，主，你就要悦纳我们。主啊，我恭恭敬敬的，欢欢喜喜的，把我的弟兄和姐妹交在主你的手中。主啊，我们都记得你未曾应许天色长蓝，人生服侍的道路花香长漫。主啊，我们就把这一班弟兄姊妹交在主你的手中，求主给他们有一个付代价舍己天天背十字架跟随你的决心。主啊，既然我们现在愿意与主同行，就与主同行直到见你的面。主啊，我们把这一班弟兄姊妹仰望你。主啊，我们在你面前忠心至死的这个忠心也是从你那里所领受的，所以现在求你把这个忠心赏赐给我们。主啊，让我们实在看见你把我们带到北美洲，主啊，绝不是突然的，总有你自己的匠心，总有你自己的安排在。所以求主给我们一个严肃的心。主啊，像你的话所说，让我们带着一个敬畏公义的心，从此以后来侍奉你，来跟随你，来传扬你。愿主你垂听我们的祷告。主啊，让我们在你面前不忘记我们在你面前许的心愿。祷告交托仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名字。
Amen, Amen。 愿智慧都丰丰富富地告诉你，让你丰丰富富地恩待我们。主，谢谢你，你告诉我们说，我们进到你面前，你是我们的踏实。主，你是我们的一切，是求你恩待我们，给我们放心到你面前来，叫我们大胆地把一切所要的都告诉你。你以为把我们一切所要的都凭着你丰盛恩典慈爱赏赐给我们，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们于心感谢你赞美你。为这些弟兄姊妹们，我们高兴欢喜，求主你施恩典给你自己儿女们，叫他们看见魔鬼怎样用诡计来攻击每一个人的祷告，叫他们不能支持你属灵的恩典，以致他们在属灵一方面没有法子长进。主啊，求你怜悯你自己儿女们，叫他们看见我们这个战争的严重性，叫我们知道如何常与你同行，以致那恶解在我们身上没有机会。我们要感谢你，赞美你，今天有这么多的弟兄姊妹们奉献自己，他们向你说，主啊，从现在起我要为你而活，因为你为我死，为我流血，你还为我预备了国度掌权的事情。主啊，你的爱太奇妙，我们这么微小可怜的人，你愿意我们把自己奉献给你，我们还有什么话说呢？主啊，我们把我们自己交在你的手中，求主你引导带领，叫我们真能为你而活，不是叫我们有一点知识所为你而活。主啊，求你真正我们生命方面改变过来，叫我们真能天天为你而活，因为为你而活，我们才能谈得到与你同行，为你而活，才能叫别人看见你荣耀在我们的身上。主啊，我们不能不承认说，多少的时候我们不能荣耀你，不能叫别人看见你的荣耀在我们身上。愿主你恩待我们，怜悯我们。求主你也深地看过有些弟兄姊妹们，他们感觉到心中惭愧，因为他们没有好好过属灵的生活。但是主，你是丰盛有丰盛慈爱怜悯的主，你也是能体恤我们软弱的主。所以主，求你赦免我们弟兄姊妹们软弱的罪，求你施恩典施怜悯，叫他们现在起来不再倒下去。主，谢谢你， 我们并不是靠自己的能力，那是依靠那为我们心心苍思沉重的主耶稣基督。我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你到底是我们的阿拉法，你也到底是我们的欧美家，我们到底是你手里的工作。感谢你，赞美你，主啊，我们是在你手里的工作。人有软弱，有时候不能成就他的工作，在你没有难成的事。你既然把我们放在你的手中，成为你的工作，主啊，感谢你，赞美你，感谢你，赞美你。我们相信你一定会成全你的工作。纵然我们不配，我们不想样子，但是你有法子把我们不想样子变成想样子，把我们不可能的变成可能的。主啊，我们就这么相信你，我们相信在你的手中，你已经开始在我们身上做工，你一定也会成全你的工作，你一定会造就我们成为你天国的人才。我们感谢你，赞美你，我们让祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
全世界所能知平安没有人比，只剩你一双，我从不离开你，耶稣是我。当我们唱第三节的时候，在副歌的时候慈声对你说，我们变成说慈声对我说，脸上能够表现出快乐的样子，OK？ 我们 colors。